Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hi, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to podcast number 7. Diet soda is killing us. And 3 ways to kick any bad habit. I must confess, I am a recovering Diet Coke addict. We had soda pop in our home growing up as a child, but it was rationed. As kids, we were allowed to have 2 cans of Sprite each week. That may not seem a lot, but that's 76 grams of sugar or 19 teaspoons of sugar. I would save my Sprite until Saturday, and then after my Little League basketball games, I would have my 2 cans of Sprite. It became a comfort drink for me, and it was associated with many happy memories. Flash forward to age of 16. I had just got my driver's license, and now I had my freedom, I had my wheels, and I could have soda pop whenever I wanted to. Now my drug of choice was a 32-ounce Pepsi Big Gulp from 7-Eleven with a whopping 123 grams of sugar or 31 teaspoons of sugar just in that 32-ounce Pepsi Big Gulp. Through college and medical school, I regularly consumed 1 to 2 liters of Pepsi or Coke each day. Depending on what was on sale, I wasn't picky. If Coke was on sale, I'd go with Coke. If Pepsi was on sale, I'd go with Pepsi. And this would help to get me through the very long hours of studying. It also seemed to give me a short burst of energy. And to go along with it, 224 grams of added sugar each day just from my soda pop addiction, or 56 teaspoons of sugar. I mean, 56 teaspoons of sugar, that's crazy. You would never just take spoonful after spoonful of sugar, but that's what I was doing. Then to prevent the energy crash an hour or two after drinking it, I would just keep drinking it all day long. And naturally, as you might imagine, surprise, surprise, I couldn't sleep at night. And somehow it just never really dawned on me that the two could somehow be related. In my 30s, with my waistline expanding, I decided for health reasons to switch from regular Pepsi and regular Coke to Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke, hoping that it would help me lose weight. It didn't work. I had daily headaches, and once again, it would be years before I figured out that perhaps my diet sodas and headaches were somehow related. Well, with my health crisis a few years ago, I gave it up cold turkey. It was hard, and I did go through withdrawals. After a couple of weeks, I felt so much better, and interestingly, I had even more energy off the stuff than when I was drinking it every day. My headaches went away, and no longer would I get that energy crash an hour or two after drinking it. I wish my story ended here, but it doesn't. Every day, I crave this stuff. Even to this day, I crave this stuff. And while I'm not perfect, I'd say 99% of the days, I'm stay away from that. But if I'm traveling internationally, and so I've been up all night, or on call and I've been up all night, then in rare cases, I will have a Diet Coke the following day. But it's rare. I will say that the vast majority of the days, it is gone. It is out of my life. But I still crave it. Well, I was recently in Washington, D.C. at the American College of Cardiology meetings, and there was a big study that was presented at this conference. Namely, the title of the study was that diet soda is destroying women's hearts. And in this study, they looked at nearly 60,000 women with no prior heart history. And this was from the U.S. Women's Health Initiative study. And they followed these women for an average of 9 years. And their findings were rather surprising. They found that those women who drank two or more diet drinks a day, that's 24 ounces, were 50% more likely to die from a heart condition than those women who did not consume diet drinks. And let me repeat this. So the women in the study, 60,000 women, if they drank two or more diet drinks, that's not very much. That's 24 ounces of Diet Coke or whatever, diet whatever, that they were 50% more likely to die from a heart condition. And soda pop really is an American addiction. According to the Gallup research, half of all Americans drink soda pop on a daily basis. That represents 10% of our daily calories in the United States from high fructose corn syrup. And we're getting it from soda pop. Older, more wealthy, and overweight Americans were more likely to drink diet sodas. So I guess for the jet-setting, sophisticated audience, diet sodas are better than regular sodas. But at the end of the day, is it really better? Diet soda makes you fat, except in studies sponsored by the soda pop manufacturers. Surprise, surprise here. The sad thing is that the more diet soda we drink, the more weight we gain. One study even showed that diet soda drinkers gained 70% more weight than non-drinkers over a 10-year period of time. While many studies have all associated that diet soda pop consumption and weight gain go hand in hand, there is, and interestingly, one study that noticeably stands out, and this was supported by the soda pop manufacturers. It was a very, very short-term study. It was just a 3-month study of dieters. So they basically told people, you've got to start dieting and you got to give up your soda pop. So I think that the soda pop manufacturers were very clever, because in the study, they took two groups of people. One group of people, they said, you've just got to give up your calories, basically calorie restriction. And the other group, they said, you've got to give up your calories and you've got to give up your diet soda. So it was kind of an unfair study, because in one group of people, they had to give up two vices and the other group only one. And they did show that in this very short 3-month period of time, that the group of people that had to give up two vices, they had to give up their Diet Coke and they had to give up all their calories, they didn't do as well. They were more likely to cheat on their diet. And that there is something there. They were very bright to design the study the way that they did, because to give up two addictions at the same time is very hard. Other than this one study, all of the other studies, and there are many, 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 many other studies, all show that diet sodas make us fat. How is it? It's likely the impact on the brain. And I would argue that anything that tastes sweet is likely to mess up the metabolism in your body and cause you to crave more food. So even though there are no calories in the diet soda, it affects insulin metabolism. It affects the hormones in the brain that sweet sensation then drives us to eat more. So why are we addicted to soda? As I was thinking about it, I came up with three things. Even though we know that soda pop is making us fat, it's killing our hearts, and it even has known carcinogens from the caramel coloring, why do we still drink it? Number one, it's the sugar. Sugar is a very powerful addiction. Studies have shown that sugar is just as addictive as cocaine. And a 20-ounce bottle of Coke has 65 grams of added sugar. That's a crazy amount. Number two, it's the caffeine. We know that caffeine is also very addictive. Number three, it's also a comfort drink. And these comfort foods, comfort drinks, allow us to medicate ourselves when we are not feeling well. I know this is the case for me. Whenever I feel incredibly tired, fatigued, wiped out, the thing I want more than anything else is a Diet Coke. It's hard. It's hard to resist. I know. But we have to. And so let me give you three ways to kick a soda pop addiction or really any other bad habit. Number one, change your environment. Get soda pop out of your house. Don't even go anywhere where it is sold. If you don't see it, you're less likely to crave it. And then I would really ask the question, are there any other triggers? For me, as I mentioned before, feeling fatigued. Or I've even found that pizza is an incredible trigger because historically pizza and Diet Coke just went hand in hand. So if I see pizza, if I'm tired or wiped out, I want a Diet Coke. Number two, change your routine. When I was tired or wanted a slice of that white flour, full fat, salt loaded pizza, I was always reaching for my Coke or my Diet Coke. Now, when I realize that I'm tired, fatigued, I drink a glass of water or I go and do something physically active. And this can help me to, this change in my routine can get me past the soda pop addiction. Likewise, if I can avoid that unhealthy pizza, then I also lose that urge to drink Diet Coke. Number three, take care of yourself. If you can get enough sleep at night, stay physically active, eat the right foods, connect with other people each day, and maintain your own spirituality, it can give you an incredible amount of power to resist these temptations and to maintain your new healthy habits. It works for me, and it seems that when I am taking care of myself, these cravings just don't mess with me. They don't mess with my mind. They allow me to think a lot more clearly, and they don't provide a lot of clutter in my life. So what do you think? What things are you addicted to? What things do you crave? Does Diet Coke have that same temptation over you like it did over me? Please leave me a comment. You can get on my website at drjohnday.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please, if you found this podcast helpful or the website helpful, please share it with a friend. And also, if you wouldn't mind going onto iTunes and leaving me a rating, as we get more reviews, that helps us to move up higher on iTunes so that other people can find us. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you're part of this audience, and I look forward to seeing you again with our next podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.